WRWB 49, and we're standing by. WRNW 329, monitoring. Good morning. Good morning, right back from WSHF 567. How you doing this morning? Keeping all the wheels on the ground. WRWB 49, WSHM 738.
Yeah, I'm in the house. Yep, all the wheels are on the ground.
For sure.
Wow. How you doing this morning?
49. Just having it good while away. Just trying to keep the chicken down here. The roads are a little
not bad compared to what it looked like yesterday.
But I'm also on the other side of the border making my way back.
Copy all that. I said, we can sit up here. My name is Sam, and I'm talking out of Warren. And my numbers are WSHF 567. Hey, you have a good day.
Okay, well, there's a...
Apparently, we heard you out there quite a few times before.
Nice talking to you. Don't work too hard. You have a good day also. WRNW
29,
we are clear monitoring for now.
DNR, so... Plus, they had the snowmobile races going on as well.
Yeah, I think it's been pretty cold, but I wouldn't know... what's good or not, but if they're out there, probably other people. I wouldn't go by other people. Other people have been stranded before and in trouble, so. Anyways.
There was a guy out there that was stranded in a Volkswagen station wagon. I found that pretty funny. He goes out there, right in the deep stuff, too. It's like, you idiot. And then he's begging people to pull him out, and they're just driving by him.
Again, people that probably shouldn't be out there.
Well, I had no worries because my vehicle sits up high and it's four-wheel drive. So, but I wouldn't be dumb enough to go through a snowdrift anyway. Even vehicles with four-wheel drive sometimes won't make it through a snowdrift.
I was out there years ago. I had a Polaris Scrambler 500, and a buddy of mine had an airboat, and we stopped way out in Anchor Bay somewhere to have a cigarette on the ice, and about halfway through my cigarette, and I heard that ice crack. You know, you never forget that sound. And I'm like, all right, I'm out of here.
It makes like this weird crashing sound, you know. And, but it really is nothing. I mean, it's just the ice shifting, that's all. And it dams up, and you hear it all the time when you're ice fishing.
Yeah, shifting, cracking, whatever. I heard that sound. I was out of there.
Yeah, this one guy and I would go out there with the machine down on Lance Cruz Bay, you hear it all the time, shifting and cracking.
Yeah, okay. And late to be frozen from top to bottom, and I still wouldn't get on it. WSBT 754. happens every year, too.
Yeah, good morning.
Well, the roads are in a lot better shape than I thought they would be. They're not beautiful. I'm going slow, but they're actually in better shape than I expected.
Yeah, good morning, Charlie, from WSHM 738.
You know, it's funny how you complain about, you know, St. Clair County doesn't clear their roads. I must have saw that St. Clair County plow truck at least 5 times up and down M-29.
I just got into Macomb County, it's a lot better, but even St. Clair County wasn't too bad, better than I expected.
Yeah, it's so cold, the snow isn't really melting, it just keeps piling up. We're just in this phase, you know, for a little while.
Yeah, I shoveled and snowboarded yesterday before the ball games. And after that, we probably got another 4 inches of fluffy snow. So it's not too bad.
Yeah, it wasn't too bad to handle for sure. It's not like heavy snow, so easy to take care of. That is for sure. No problem for the Toro electric snowblower. Even though I shovel it by hand most times.
I got this old MKD that's about maybe 45 years old, and, you know, it still runs. It won't die.
Two-stroke, thing's a beast, man. I can't make it stop.
The thing with my, the snowblower that I've been using, you know, last few times it's not self-propelled, so you got to push it, but it's got a nice metal auger, and the whole thing's all metal, and there's no plastic on it.
I need to adjust mine in height or something. It likes to blow it out from underneath it right back on my feet, so I mean it throws the heavy stuff, but it leaves a trail behind it. I don't know if I need new rubbers or if there's an adjustment to bring it closer to the floor, but other than that, that thing's a beast, man. I can shove it into anything. It'll keep right on going.
What's it got, paddles?
Well, they're, you know, screw type, but they got rubber, I don't know what you call feet or whatever, but you bolt them onto the blades, you know. It's got kind of like an auger shape to it. I don't know. But I beat the living hell out of the man running through everything, so it probably doesn't take long for it to wear the rubber out.
Yeah, you probably need to check the bottom of it. The scraper bar is probably all chewed up and needs to be replaced.
That's what I was thinking. There's something that needs to be dropped in the back or something, because it just, it'll take the heavy stuff, throw it like crazy, but it likes to shoot it back at your feet, you know. Ooh, better slow down. It's getting a little slick again. But, yeah, anyway, you shove it into some wet, heavy stuff, it'll keep right on going.
I do have one that's just a paddle type. I hate that thing, and it does not go through deep snow whatsoever. Just basically good for cleaning up the pavement, that's it.
What's it, about 10 degrees out there, Charlie?
I got 14 on my thermometer.
Ooh, like spring.
I think Saturday it was like minus, what, 13, where I was at, out by the bay.
Yeah, well, I think we kind of got a cold week coming up. It may change, you know, in a week or two we'll eventually warm back up. But it seems like it's warmed up already compared to them single digits last week.
Yeah, for sure. Crazy. I'll be back, guys. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
Are you going to get them cinnamon rolls out of the oven?
Don't that sound good?
Nice hot coffee and a cinnamon roll.
I love them Pillsbury cinnamon rolls. Them things are delicious.
Yeah, and my other favorite is those Nestle Toll House chocolate chip cookies.
Well, I left about 20 minutes early today, and I'm only doing 60, and it looks like I'll be at work with about 15 minutes to spare or so. So give you an idea what the roads are like. People are flying. I've only seen one in the ditch, but there's a handful that are just trucking it up like they got no business being on the road. Most everybody else is being kind of sane, so give you a little time.
I appreciate the road conditions.
My girl texted me last night at 7 o'clock when I was throwing Z's. Said she's taking a snow day, so that's one down. I don't know if her brother and the other girl's coming. We shall see.
Yeah, okay, snow day, but, you know, the roads are pretty, you know, I mean, drive with common sense, no problem, but hey, people got days, they burn them.
Yeah, I just have that feeling of responsibility, and God, I can't wait, Paul. I just can't wait.
Oh, I'm with you, Charlie. I'm with you. You know, I've been a worker all my life, and I know I'm getting closer, so.
And the closer I get, the more I want it, especially on this kind of weather. I was hoping next winter would be my last, but now it don't look like it, so it is what it is.
No, I get it. I get it.
WSBT 754. I'm going to put two hands on it, going through the curves.
Yeah, no problem. I'm trying to finish up here, Charlie. WSHM 738.
WRWB 49, I'm back.
Man, keeping my driveway and sidewalk clear, and even after I did it, there's still a quarter inch on top of it now. Ay, vey.
It tends to do that.
We're in that snowy phase. Problem is it's not getting warm enough to even start to dissipate. You know, that's the other issue I have with it. But, yeah, whatever. We're getting closer to the end of January, and February is a short month, so there you go.
Yep, pretty much. I take it, Charlie, when are you going to make the coffee?
I think he got in early. I think he said he was just about in early or whatever, so might have paid attention to driving. I had to finish getting ready. Things I got to do in the morning, I can only usually jump in there for a few seconds here or there in between drinking my coffee and prepping to get out the door.
I'm still here, just fixing a pull in the parking lot. It's going around Chick Road, man. It gets a little slick down there, so I went two hands.
Yeah, copy that. Here you
go. Now, so Yeah, I would not want to be doing 80 down them, but then again, I don't do 80 down them when it's dry.
Wow, man, they already had the parking lot plowed. Look at that. We're somebody now.
Yeah, I was somewhere yesterday for a birthday party in a business complex area, you know, and of course they're not open usually on the weekends, I guess, or at least on Sundays, and they opened it up for a birthday party, and it's like they didn't plow the lot or anything, you know, like you're stomping around in all this 4 inches of snow and crap. It's like,
Okay, now I'm parked. Now I got some time to relax.
There you go. Time to sit and talk out here before you go in.
What time you gotta go in, Mike?
Around 8 o'clock. 8:30.
Oh, you get to drag your feet for a while.
Yep, that I do, just for a minute. Unless they decide to call me in earlier today, I'm waiting for it. I'll get some of them coworkers. Oh, I can't get out, or it's too snowy, or I don't like driving on coated roads. Oh, brother.
Come on, Dick.
Just wet today, so they must have salted.
I think me and Charlie doubled. I'm sure he won.
Actually, nobody won. Charlie, go ahead and then Deuce pick it up.
I just say, normally it don't bother me too much, but when it was icy that day, I almost lost it. That made me a little nervous. Next morning wasn't any better, but today it wasn't bad. I was surprised, so. I mean, they're wet. There's some slick spots. But I did about 60, no problem.
Yeah, if you drive with common sense, like, you shouldn't really have an issue.
A lot of times if it's, you know, real bad out, I won't even take the freeway. I'll just take the ratchet up to where I have to go. You know, it's a lot easier that way.
Yeah, if I took grassy though from the country, you never know what you're going to run into. So, freeway's about the only way for me to go, to be honest.
You can tell how much driving I did this weekend. I filled up Friday night, and it's just barely off a full. So... yeah, I didn't really have to go out unless I needed to.
Yeah, I don't see a whole lot of people here, so there might be a lot of snow day people. Not even the boss is here.
Oh, wow. Somebody, so just before I got on, somebody smashed into one of them construction barricade signs, you know, they're like a big trailer with a generator that lights a sign. Smashed right into it. I've only seen this one other time up here by Van Dyke, and Mike, me and you both know who that was. Anyway, yeah, crazy. How do you do that? It's on the shoulder.
I guess some people aren't cooking with Crisco. And yeah, I do know who you're referring to. That happened, what, like, almost 10 years ago?
I don't know, it wasn't quite 10 years, but it was a while ago. Yeah, crazy. Crazy stuff. Need a couple of sunny days at about, a week's worth of sunny days at about 25 degrees. That's what we need.
No, we need about a month of sunny days and 75, you mean?
Yeah, Yeah. Ain't gonna happen for a while. That sounds like it might be John trying to get in.
Just getting bits and pieces, and I'm like, man, it sounds like John out there in his big rig.
Yeah, good morning to John. It's got a little slower, but hey, it is what it is. I'm good with it. WSHM 738.
Man, how about those Red Wings? They did pretty good on Saturday. What, it's like 5-1. We beat Winnipeg.
It was more celebrating that Los Angeles lost. So that was a great game for anybody that watched it last night. And the other thing of notoriety that was on this weekend, it was supposed to be Friday night, but it got delayed to the rain. This guy climbing this 1,676-foot skyscraper in Taiwan. Crazy stuff to watch that going on live.
I saw a news feed for that. Yeah, there's a lot of people that do that, climb buildings. You know, they're professional climbers, but they like climbing skyscrapers with no rig harness, no nothing.
Right, they call it solo, which is crazy. And he, even when he got to the top, he climbed the tower, and then there was this ball up there, and he climbed up on, stood on top of it, right? Like, he was the tallest thing next to the building. I mean, that is insane.
Yeah, that was at Taipei Tower, wasn't it?
It was, yeah, exactly.
That dude's got fucking balls that clank, excuse my language.
Yeah, I mean, like, and I guess Netflix paid him, like, you know, somewhere in the $500,000 to $900,000 to do it. It is crazy stuff, man. Crazy stuff. I bet, you know, some exec somewhere behind the desk going, I hope you don't make it, then we gotta pay them.
That is crazy, yeah. I see that, and sometimes I like to cringe. I'm like, holy cow, you know. That's crazy stuff. Well, look at those guys that climb those towers that change out beacon lights. I mean, that's a dangerous thing, too.
Yeah, my hands get sweaty just watching it.
I'll tell you what, those first couple of sections, did you watch it, Charlie, or no?
I didn't watch the whole thing, but I did see a few clips of it climbing. And the wind blowing up there, and he's just like nothing to him, you know, like he's climbing a stepladder.
Yeah, okay, so I watched the whole thing, and it took him an hour and 35 minutes to do it. I bet it would take most people 45 minutes to climb the stairs. So, anyway, yeah, it was pretty wild, but the first couple of sections, hell, I was even getting queasy, like, and then you look how much he had to go, like, he was only on the first 10% of it, I'm like, ain't no way.
Yeah, some things are just not meant to be done, man, and that's one of them.
Yeah, it's pretty crazy. He had a pretty good looking wife, too.
Yeah, I didn't watch that. I just seen there was an article for it. I should watch it and see.
Like, I think I could do it, Charlie. But But only halfway, then I'd have to climb back down. Yeah, I don't think I could go all the way. It's like swimming the English Channel. I think I could swim it halfway, but I'd have to turn back because I don't think I could make it all the way.
Well, if you went halfway and you're going to turn around and come back, why don't you just keep on going?
Now, therein lies the stitched-in joke.
Already halfway there.
Right, that's like the one where the guy went, was going to walk through the woods. He got halfway, decided he couldn't make it, so he turned around and come back out. Exactly. Same thing. Mike, John, Pete, Paul.
You'll have to watch that scene. I watch other videos with these guys, you know, they're free climbers. They just, no rig harness, no nothing. They got their climbing shoes on and maybe a little pouch for the powder, and that's it.
Yeah, it's crazy. I think those shoes had suction cups on them. You doubled with somebody. You won, Mike. Was that John?
Nope, that was me. Fixing to go inside. You guys drive safe. WSBT 754.
Hey, Charlie. Have a good morning. BSA 738.
Yeah, we'll catch you later, Charlie. WRWB 49. Yeah, that's crazy stuff, man. I couldn't do that. It's a wonder how those guys that, like I said, change out those beacon lights on these towers. You know how they can do it. Some don't even like to gear up. They just climb the damn tower and that's it. What I was told. But they get caught. You know that's immediate you know expulsion or getting fired.
Yeah. Crazy stuff. My wheels broke loose on the road here a little bit ago, so I'm gonna try to keep the people away from me.
Sounds like you're almost at the end of your rope.
Not quite yet. John, where are you at? Oh, he's still not in the system yet. There's only so many donut shops around.
They just built a new Dunkin' Donuts there at 23 in County Line. It's brand new.
Is it a dual tandem Dunkin' Donuts, 31 flavors?
You know what? That's a good question. I'll have to look when I drive by next time. It might be. It might be a both.
I'm not sure if there's a partnership or whatever. They did that for a while. I'm just not aware.
Kind of like Cold Stone and Tim Hortons.
Hey, John, you in a hot spot yet? Not in the hot spot yet.
I know yesterday when you guys were all talking, you, Jim, and John, they were trying to, you know, infiltrate, but they were wasting their time.
I know, I heard that crap going on. Yeah, it's a little icy on these lanes, you know. There's tracks for the tires that are fairly wide, but it's icy. I just slid again. So, yeah, there's going to be some accidents this morning.
That's great. And, you know, this ice melt in temperatures like this, I don't do nothing.
I wasn't even really selling that hard or anything, so, I mean, couple times my tires broke loose already and the car started swerving, so. Yeah, there's definitely going to be a lot of accidents this morning. I guarantee it. Hey, get a signal!
Coming up on high ground here. See, it's useless until I get north of the Davis and Hump here on 75.
Yeah, there it is. That's a tinny audio, man. Wow.
Yeah, it don't sound too good. Not like it usually does.
Up here on the Davis and Hump.
Yeah, where are you at anyways, roughly? I must have sunk back down. I'm trying to figure out whereabouts he was at. Must be south of Detroit. I got no clue, but my guess is he's south of Detroit. He's south of Detroit, John?
I thought he said he was right there by 75 and the Davison.
Oh, well, tell him to go on the output.
Pretty soon, Easter will be around the corner.
Yeah, Easter in March this year or April? Sometimes it's late.
You know, that's a good question. I'm not sure. Yeah, sometimes it's like, what, late March? That's, you know, it was here, what, a few years ago? I don't know, I can't remember.
Yeah, well, it changes. I don't know why. I don't ever look into it, but, you know, sometimes it's in April, sometimes it's, you know, March, so I don't know. It's not like you're going to be able to ask anybody out here. It's not like they're religious. All the way, but I know you were smirking over that one.
His audio on that radio there, it sounds like real tinny. He must have switched radios in his truck.
Yeah, he's got a different setup, but yeah, it is tinny. But when he's in, whatever, other than it being sharp, it's just his problem to signal right now. That's his problem.
Stopped up the traffic light at 9 Mile and John R.
Oh, okay, 9 and John R. Okay. You're still running the special antenna, right? So that's really the biggest problem there. But, I mean, hey, it's something versus nothing. I always say look at the benefits, right? Nobody can ever accuse you of jamming this thing. Now that's some funny stuff right there. That's terrible. Yeah, you're not getting in, John. You're just not getting in. In fact, I'm almost willing to piss out here, Mike, and back it up with money. I know guys that got 50-watt mobiles with no microphone hooked up that actually put a better signal in this repeater than John.
That is true. Oh, I remember the one day he screamed. When he got caught, he started screaming. And I'm like, gee, man, you know, for someone that says he's not doing it, sure, sounding awfully guilty.
Probably got better audio than me, too.
All right, well, that's
okay. All right, we'll catch you guys later. I'm going to take a standby here. WRWB. 49 will be standing by, listening out.
Well, am I in here now, Mike?
Yeah, you're in there now, but your audio is just really tinny.
Well, nothing I can do about that. It's the microphone and the radio.
Cover it up with a towel. Cover the mic up with...
I don't have a towel with me. It's not like I carry one under my seat.
I'll give her a call.
You're still at the end of your rope. You're barely making it in. No, we could always cue us wide to the other one and see if that one's better for you.
I can try that. So are you using 935?
Yep. I was, you know, talking about Troy.
Assuming you meant this one, WSHM 738. Wondering if either of you two can make it in here. All right, WSHM 738. WSLI 302, good morning, 38. Oh, good morning. Yeah, you're making it into Detroit, no problem. Good morning there, Steve. How you doing?
Oh, doing real good. Crash, it seems to be okay right now. I haven't made it to 8 Mile yet to see how it is across Crash, because usually it's always fucked up over there. Excuse my language. But, yep, everything's going good, good, good. So far, good ride. So far, good ride.
Yeah, you gotta watch your language. Try to, and I know this is new to you, but you gotta try to not do that.
Yes, I got you. That was the first time ever. Yep. Oh yeah, I know better than that.
Yeah, so you're off. It's pretty slippery out there this morning, so.
It is slippery. Yeah, I'm taking a couple turns and, a little slide in there. Doesn't matter how good, you know, four-wheel drive or not, you're still sliding everywhere.
Yeah, actually, you know, I wasn't even accelerating that hard on the freeway, just going straight. and my wheels broke loose two or three times already, so certainly a lot of icy spots. Going to be trouble later this morning.
Yes, you're right. And later on this afternoon when it's supposed to be really start dipping tonight, so it's going to have no effect, and it's going to be like a sheet of glass.
Yep. Did you other two guys make it or no? I probably can't make it, nor can John. I thought this is where they were going, but can't be 100% sure, but I'm pretty sure. So I haven't heard a peep out of either one of them.
No, right. Obviously, yeah. I guess you got to have the dual band to hear everybody on both ones, or you got to have the radio set for both, right? So, because I was able to hear you guys on the other one and this one.
Well, dual watch radio at minimum, yeah, one that has two bands and they can both be active and both receive at the same time. Yeah. Not all radios do it, but I'd say it's more common these days.
Okay. Well, the lights are out at 8 now. The signal lights are all out here at 8. Actually, you know what that's going to mean? In another hour? Oh, boy, it's going to be bad news out here. Oh, boy.
Language. Was somebody else in there?
Nope. I guess not. I don't hear no one else.
It could have been you just being a little noisy for a quick second. I couldn't tell if somebody was trying to get in there or not, but to no avail. All right, well, I'm almost here. You have a good morning. We'll see you later, Steve. WSLI 302 from WSHM 738. Good morning. Drive safe.
You too. WSLI 302, and I'm standing by. WSLI 302, standing by. I copy you, Mike. You're a little popcornish, you know, coming through, but I hear you. I don't know if you got a copy on the radio, but I hear you, Mike. Okay, 49. All right, 49, Mike. I will talk to you. WSLI 302, I'll be standing by.
WSLI, okay, 302, I got it. All right, sir, we'll catch you later. WRWD, 49, clear.
WXCU 202, boy, is it cold out there.
WSFM 330, mobile. 330 mobile.
WSTU 202, good morning.
ZX218, I'm on the Yagi now to get up to you there, Roger.
How you doing?
Very scratchy, bad reception today. Roger that. Try it later. WRZX 218, we're clear.
WSCU 202 and we're standing by.
WSIL 946, listening.
What's going on, Ralph?
Nothing, man. Same old, same old, same old over here.
Hey, that subject we were talking about yesterday, I heard that, I heard them chirp up here real quick yesterday.
Come back again, I didn't get you.
I said the person we were talking about yesterday, I heard them chirp up real quick yesterday.
Well, it is what it is, I guess. What are you going to do? You have to work today? Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well, I'm glad to see everything's okay with Will. I don't know if everything's okay, but he's back home and stuff.
Go ahead and repeat that last transmission. I was walking in the other room.
I said it's nice to hear him back on the radio. Hope, you know, I'm thinking everything's okay. It was good to hear him.
WRZQ 607, what's going on there, 202?
Well, I guess them transmissions don't work if you got the wrong microphone in your hand.
Yeah, I've done that with my computer mouse sitting here.
Guy asked me how I was, 202, how you doing, and I said, I'm doing great, man, just sitting here watching them work on the city truck in front of my house. And then I said to you, I said, no work today. The floor was delivered today. I had got to wait for it to acclimate, so it started tomorrow, and then I looked down, I had the wrong microphone in my hand.
Waving a hand to you there, 202, ZLI.
There he is. Good morning, good afternoon to you.
Got out of the building early today. I'm heading to the gas station.
Yeah, I filled up yesterday, man. Got everything all topped off, so yeah, we're good.
WRZQ 607 Mobile 2.
Oh, look at who it is.
Look at who it is.
You at?
11 and Hayes.
You at? Ryan, switch to the Troy up here. Maybe we don't tie this one up.
Okay.
Everybody, this is WSC.
Yeah,
we're
on.
Mobile monitoring.
You still up for that deal we talked about last night?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I sure am.
All right. You know, I'd shoot over there, but I'm kind of messed up here. Man. But hey, anytime you want to swing it, I'm good with it.
Let me go turn the heater out on the truck and get that thing warmed up, and I'll go start it up, all right? Give me a couple seconds. I'll be back here.
All right, bro. Sounds good. WSAL 946.
You know, I had that heater on this morning when I got up, and I let it, you know, just, you know, 60 degrees or so, then I shut it off, right, because they said the floor wasn't there. And just now, looked at the thermostat, the temperature thing in there, and it said it was 50 degrees inside that truck, and I didn't even have that heater running.
Well, that sun's been kept cooking down a little bit. I can see some, look again here. Part of the driveway is my house. It's healthy looking, as cold as it is. Maybe there's salt down there, I don't know.
Yeah, Roger, it's the same way over here. Yeah, our streets are all thawed out. I lived across the street from a school, so they plowed and saw that. And, of course, they came down the street and totally filled in my approach again. Every time we do the sidewalks over here, they'll come down here in 5 minutes and run down the street, and they'll cover all the sidewalks right back up again and all the approaches.
Oh, yeah, never fails. It never fails. Usually when they get your approach, man, that stuff will harden up like a, you know, a block of ice.
Yeah, there was one year that I did from corner to corner, which would be four houses, and I put the snowblower in the backyard. I came in the house, made myself a cup of coffee, and I looked up, and there they went, and within 2 minutes, they had the whole sidewalk all covered again, and I let it all ice. I never touched it again, man. I was so upset, man, I tell you.
Yes, yes. Well, if you get over here, you'll see we're kind of on a dead end here. Nobody walks around here, you know, so there's really no need to get the sidewalk with that damn approach, man. You know, if you're not in a truck, it can be hell.
Yeah, my brother would come by later on and drop the blade and scrape all that right back out, put it across the street on their sidewalk.
Yeah, yeah. You gonna make it over here, are you?
Say that again, I was coughing, I didn't hear you.
Okay, are you going to make it over here then?
Yeah, I'm putting my socks on as we speak.
Don't blow the ass out of your drawers now again.
Yeah, no kidding, man, that was funny, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
How about it, Ralph? Can you hear this mobile radio?
Yes, sir. I got you in there.
Yes.
No copy on that.
I said it's going to be a quick trip, so I'm not going to hook it up to the magnet mount.
Yep, yep, I got you. Hey, when you get here, just come around, come on the side door, if you would, please.
Hey, Roger that. All right, Ralph, I'm pulling out right now. WSU 202.
All right, Scott, we'll see you in a couple. WSAL 946. You pull right in the driveway, too, if you fit that truck up in there.
WR, WB 49, and we're standing by.
WRWBI 302. You got a copy. This is WRWB organized.
WSBT 754. WRWB 489, WSBT 754.
Afternoon time there, Shelley.
Good afternoon, Mike. It's a nice warm 20 degrees out here.
Yeah, right.
On your way home.
Yeah, one more stop here, and then I'll be going home.
Hey, Roger. Hey, the roads are dry. Everything's good, just traffic. Get to go home and shovel that snow one more time.
Yep, my area there. I did it last night, you know, with the snow blower, and then, after like a few hours, I'm like, I'm done.
Yeah, I kind of hope that my neighbor would text me and see if I wanted his little boy to come over and do it today. But I never heard from him. Maybe he'll be out there waiting for me to get home and he'll want to do it for a few dollars.
It'd be nice, you know, that way he wants to do it.
Yeah, he's a pretty good little kid, man. He ain't even as tall as a shovel. But he did my little walkway the other day. I gave him $5 just to finish up what I had going and did a pretty good job. I give him props for being out there looking to make some.
You can, you know, try to
mow
with the IRA with that $5.
Yeah, if he did that, imagine what he'd have when he's 65. I think he's only in the fourth grade.
But that's unusual, you know. Most kids today don't want to do nothing but sit inside and play on their phones or video games.
Oh, he's always looking to make money. Guy across the street from me hired him to water his flowers. One week they went on vacation and man, he was over there every day, twice a day, doing that thing, man. He's a good kid. I'm really, really happy with the little dude.
That's good, yeah. Because, you know, like I said, you know, you don't really see that much.
He's just a peewee little dude, too, man. Like I said, he ain't nearly as tall as a shovel. It's the snow shovel, he ain't quite that tall, man, but he's out there doing it, man. Good for him.
Yep, yeah. Oh, that's good.
Actually, he charged me $5 to do the walkway from my door to the sidewalk and the front porch, but I gave him $7. He did a good job. Hopefully he's out there waiting for me when I get home. I offered it to him the other day, but they had to go to some birthday party, so I went ahead and finished it up. And maybe he'll be waiting for me. I hope so, because I really don't want to do it. I'm sick of shoveling snow already.
Yeah, same here. Well, you got a snowboard, don't you?
Yeah, but, you know, if it's still the 4th of be like it was this morning, it won't take long to knock it out. I still have a little bit of it around my truck and my wife's car so she can get in it, dust it off her car or whatnot, so it wasn't much. But then again, if it got frozen or whatever over the day, who knows? I'll kick it around when I get home and see what happens.
Yeah, that's right. You did say you had one. You were talking about it this morning, having issues with it kicking back.
Well, that plus it's all the way out in my backyard in my shed. And I got to drag it across the snow, you know. It's not the easiest setup in the world, but it works. But we'll see, you know. I feel like getting all dressed up in my bibs and boots and all that. I'll do it. If not, then I'll just shovel it.
I hear you there. I think we're still getting more tonight, aren't we? Or tomorrow?
Oh, I didn't need to hear that. I'm done with this, man. I'm ready for that sunshine and warm weather.
Yeah, I hear you there. Yeah, yesterday I had some free time in between. I was out there on the ice watching the races there in Algonac.
Yeah, I was out here when you were telling Paul. That's when I said I don't care if that lake was frozen from the top to the bottom. I wouldn't get out on the ice.
Well, heck,
That ice is, you know, so thick right now,
you could drive anything across it, you know?
You can drive across it. I'll be watching from the shore. Nah, I'm not into that going out on the ice, man. Not a nice fisherman. Don't care about snowmobile races enough to go out there driving around on it, man. I ain't no ice road trucker.
Yeah, I hear you. The only time I go out there is when there's, you know, a bunch of people out there and the DNR's out there. That's the only time I'll go. And if it's thick enough, you know, then I'll go. Yeah, but that's the only time.
You got your truck out there, or do you got a snowmobile out?
My vehicle. Yes, I drive it out there. You know, there's other guys that will come out there with tandem national trailers, you know, enclosed and bring their machines out with their trucks and, you know, everything's all good.
Oh, how close are you parking next to each other? I mean, you can't imagine you're all in a big bunch.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's you got a row, you know, on one side and a row on the other, and then you got the track in between.
Man, I'd be a nervous freak out there. Nah, it ain't for me. Got this thing, man, where I feel like I fall through the ice, man. I won't be able to find a hole to get back out.
Well, like I said, as long as I see the DNR out there and I see a bunch of people, and it's thick enough. Of course, it's been so cold these last few weeks that, yeah, there's no way it's going to be thin. I mean, I'm not going way, way out, you know. I mean, just far enough out, just past that restaurant there.
Well, like I said this morning, man, you got to set the clanks because that damn sure won't be out there. Oh, man. Oh, anyway, another good day, anyway. I'm glad it's over. Three more to go.
Press, man. The roads are all clear around here, pretty much. They must have had some extra money in the budget to work overtime.
Yeah, they're all clear out here in Macomb County. I'm coming up St. Clair County right now. See how it looks, but They actually had them opened up pretty good this morning. I was expecting a lot worse. But right now, man, it's, you know, with that sun out all day today, it helps dry it up, so they're all in good shape.
Well, like I said, the Fordick, you know, there was like, what, every like half hour I saw that St. Clair County plow truck go back and forth up and down M-29.
And I didn't see any out here this morning. I know they were out, but I didn't see any out on the road this morning out here on 94 at all.
I got on, it was all clear. There was, you know, no snow, no nothing.
I stayed out of the left lane for the most part, unless I absolutely had to pass somebody going slower than me. And then when I got down to Sith Road, I kind of two-handed just in case. I know that corner there can be deceiving, or that curve. It can be a little deceiving, so, but it was all right, man. Once I got past that, I was good to go.
Bad, just driving to get around there, try taking that Sherp Road exit. That is a sharp curve. When it says 25, you go 25, or you're going straight into that grassy area.
Now that one there was made by a professional curve maker, huh?
Designed by some idiot. Just like that one that's right there at 59 and 75. You know, and you gotta get off 75 to get back on 59 to go east. That's the same way. A crappy design.
Well, I've always thought, and it feels like it, but when you're going west on 94, you come up to Sick Road, that curve, to me, seems like it's banked the wrong way. It just doesn't feel right, and there's always water in the left lane if it's raining heavy. So it's almost like it's banked the wrong way. That's the only corner that I really don't like being in bad weather. I'll never be in the left lane. I always go over to the middle of the right lane if it's raining real heavy, because that corner just gets so full of water.
Feels like, you know. Yeah, that could be treacherous around there in that area. And a lot of times, too, you know, during rush hour, that spot there is always like, you know, slowing people down, it seems like.
Yeah, it's a typical slowdown spot. All right, Mike, thanks for going by the rest area, so I'm at the end of my line, man. I will catch you in the morning, man. Drive careful. We'll see you at WSBC 754.
We'll catch you later. I'm going to get off this thing and finish out my work day. Okay, WRWB 49 will be clear.
WSL 302, standing by.
Out there.
Loud and clear. Loud and clear.
329, you're working at 6 mile, at 10 mile or I-75, WSCH 380.
Yeah, I definitely appreciate it, guys. Just checking out a new antenna I got mounted here in the magnet now. It's mobile. Check. WRNW 329, we're clear. Let's listen out.
WSKF 896, monitoring.
WSIU 709, mobile monitoring, Sterling Heights. WSHJ 270 listening.
Two 202 base.
Hey, we're in here. 202 sitting with me. WSAL 946.
Hey. Hear you loud and clear.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I thought you called for me.
We were talking about you. Didn't call, you know.
My ear was ringing, huh?
WSU 202, we're clear. I'll be home in a minute. I'm leaving. WSEU 202, and we are rolling.
Hey, just watch out for that crazy witch next door to me.
Two base, rolling.
Them biscuits.
Yeah, Ralph, the service drives 100% better.
To shoot from here down this First Side Street all the way to Gratiot is, or over to Fraser, it's a pretty long haul through the shitty roads.
Alright, Ralph, we'll talk to you soon, man. WIC 202, and we're clear, and 202 base, we're on our way.
Alright, brother. We'll talk at you. WSAL 946, I'm clear.
Hey, 202 base, can you shoot me the overnight temperatures, please?
202 base, repeat that. 202, repeat that.
I just wanted to know the overnight temperatures, so I don't know if I need to put the heater on the injectors for the heater in the back. I guess it don't matter, I'm already to pull in the driveway now.
8 degrees.
What was it?
8 degrees.
All right, thanks. WSU 202, we're clear. I'm pulling in the driveway right now. WSCU 202, pizza, pizza.
I'm thinking of Hungry Howie. They're always fast and good.
Launches to see if there's a bunch of people out there ice fishing. Taking a little ride to, by little boat launches here off Jefferson and see if there's a lot of people ice fishing. That's about it.
Did you bring your poles with you?
WSHM 738. No, I didn't bring my poles with me. I just got out of work a little while ago, so I'm just seeing. Just taking a little ride there. I heard you in there 738. Good evening. 302 back at ya. 738 mobile. To stop off and refill the old windshield washer fluid. Alright, what's the price of windshield washer fluid over by you, 302? I heard it's, like $6. $6, depends what you're getting. $6! I think that's what the Rain-X is. I think that's what the Rain-X is, like $6. Six something.
I wonder if it's cheaper during the rainy season.
Oh yeah, it sure is. Oh my God, it sure is, yeah. This lady is getting her mail at her mailbox on Jefferson. She's wearing a big long jacket. She was an old lady. Boy, did she see me coming and I seen her like at the last minute. She, dove into the snow pile.
All right.
think I scared the bejesus out of her.
Crazy. You crazy.
Yeah, it depends what you're getting. You're getting blue stuff. That stuff can kind of freeze up on the window in this cold weather. So it all depends which one you want. It's money. It's just money. Get the good stuff.
I think the last time I bought this stuff, wasn't that long ago, I don't remember it being $5 a gallon. I got the blue water, $5 a gallon. But I said, $5? And he said, yes, out the door. Oh, well, give me 12 of them.
Yeah, that's crazy how it just went up like that. It was always like $2, two something.
$2.53, colored water. I guess it's just like everything else. Blame COVID. You know what? Maybe it's the tariffs.
right, and, boy. What are you going to do? You know, you need it, or you're not going to sneeze, and you're going to run into a tree.
Price went up. Because you can't get Americans to do it for as cheap as what them illegal immigrants were doing it for.
All right, John's in here as well. Steve, John, Paul, Sal, I don't know who else is in here.
Hey, what about 946? You kind of left me out, you shithead.
Wow, don't you talk with a pretty little tongue. I'm surprised somebody doesn't come over there and talk to you about that nasty mouth. You could have jumped in any time. What do you think, you own it? You could have jumped in. I threw my call in. He acknowledged me. I went back to him. He came back to me. You could jump in there. You got an attitude because you're Scott's buddy. Jump on in there, buddy. All right, everybody, hold on. Let the guy over there in Roseville off 11 Mile Road speak.
No, I just don't understand it. I just don't understand your hatred out there, fellas. It's not good for anybody. So I'm gonna jump out of here. I'm clear. WSAL 946.
Hey, I was friendly. I jumped in. I threw my call sign in. I didn't key on anybody to do it. You want to talk about hatred? Talk to those people you hang out with that jam this thing. There's your hatred.
Wait a minute. Is that WSAL 946?
WSIL. WSIL 302 over here. If that's what you're asking, I'm sorry.
No, 946. What's the letters?
Scott's buddy. That's why he's got an attitude with us. You can have your attitude. Just you shouldn't swear out here. You shouldn't cuss and swear. Read your rules. You know, there's kids with family service radios on this frequency, and you're talking like that. You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Well, I'm still looking for it. Do I have that call sign right? WSAL, Whiskey Sugar Alpha Lima, 946.
I don't know, somehow he thinks when he throws his call in, he can only let whoever he wants in. All I did is threw my call in. That's all I did. Join in, Mr. Friendly. I think the guy with the nasty mouth is the guy that's not so friendly. He's exhibiting a little hatred himself.
Well, because WSAL 946 comes back to a Calvin Karsten. Who lives in North Pallet, Nebraska.
No, I think you got the numbers wrong.
946?
Yeah, I didn't really hear the numbers, but I think you got it wrong.
Yeah, I didn't hear the numbers either. I didn't copy them.
Yeah, I hear quite a bit. I think he's legal. So I think you either got something wrong in the first part of the call or the numbers or something.
Yeah, I guess people need to articulate their call signs a little clearer. This is WRUZ 935.
I didn't really do anything, but what did I do? It says I'm exhibiting hatred. What, I just jumped in to join in with the fight. You're not a little biased by that little weed supply that just got dropped off to you by Scott Hubble, did you?
No, anybody can jump in at any time. That's how this radio works, you know. Do your call sign and be friendly and chime on in. You're right.
That's all I did. If I did anything different, somebody let me know. But I know what I did. I was filling up my, like I heard you, Steve, but I was just jumping out to buy my windshield washer fluid. And I opened up the hood, went inside, paid for my product, come out, filled it up, and then I was looking to join in. That's all. That right there is ill programming. That's all you're hearing from that guy, ill programming. He doesn't know me. He only knows me from what his buddy tells him. Period, dot. Obvious. But as far as swearing out here, you gotta be ashamed of yourself. Takes after his buddy, too. He's got a pretty foul mouth out here all the time, too.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good on the foul mouth. I did hear some kids out here a little while ago, too. Not too long ago. Little kids, too. I'm surprised.
Yeah, and, you know, the repeater gets out a lot further than just, right? Your mobile or on a little base antenna. I mean, this thing's way up high in the air, and it broadcasts over miles and miles and miles. And, you know, there are some schools with these radios, too.
Yeah, I do know that. I was checking that out. You're right.
You know why they're, you know why the schools are using these radios?
I imagine for security reasons, obviously.
No, it's a lunchtime thing. They got peanut butter and they got bread. They come here to get the jam. John? Oh!
I got that.
There you go. But schools do have these radios. I hear it all the time on my liaisons to and from wherever I go during the day, you know. Not so much in the morning. I leave way earlier than schools would be up and around at that point. But on the way home, I hear it all the time. A lot of communities have these radios that they use in school. Think about that next time you want to talk with that caca mouth.
I take it you got the Dyson reference.
WSHM 738. Trying to stick up for the rules, sir.
WSLI 302, standing by. I hope I was loud and clear enough. WSLI 302, standing by.
You're fine. Somebody give that guy a radio and put it on 145.59. He'd fit right in with that mouth.
Well, you know, I heard that call when he first said it, and I wrote it down. Then I heard him say it again, and that's what I heard twice, WSAL 946. And I looked it up, and it comes back to somebody in Nebraska. So I'm curious to hear that call sign again.
All right.
This guy on Jefferson's got all his Christmas lights up. Oh, my God. After you... Oh, my... There's a little... Man, this guy's got it set up here. Right before you get the Crocker. Big, beautiful lights.
You know, Steve, you're going to get a little dusting for tomorrow's drive, you know.
You said we're going to get a little dusting tomorrow? Of snow? Oh, boy.
Yep, for the drive time.
I just told 777, because I don't know if he's heading out to Howell or past Howell, I told him the roads are supposed to be clear tomorrow morning. Oh, man, I guess I lied.
If you're making those mistakes, Channel 7 is going to hire you in the weather department.
Well, there I go. Yeah, maybe it's something to think about. Okay.
There you go. I'm hearing somebody on the output now, somebody local right where I'm at. See, there's a lot of these radios around is the point I'm trying to make. Not that they care. But, you know, a lot of things going on these radios, on the family service radios that double on these frequencies and others. So, you know, you really never hear me swear out here. Not ever. Admonish, yes. Swear, no. Time's bedtime tonight for you, John.
Well, I was going to go at 6 o'clock, but I missed that.
I might as well make it 8 now.
This is WSLI 302. I'm going to slip out of here for a little bit, a couple hours, eat some dinner, and I'll be back out here a little later. If anybody's here, they're here. So I'll talk to you later. Have a safe night.
All right. Yeah, I'm going to get dinner now for everybody. I'm the guy driving, the Uber Eats guy, I guess. All right. We'll catch you later, man. Enjoy.
Thank you. WSLI 302, and I'm signing out for a little bit.
You didn't sound too confident.
Yeah, I sure didn't I? I was like trying to think of, what is it called, 10-7? I'm going 10-7.
Okay, man, well, enjoy. John, I imagine you're getting ready to take off and just about to pull in to the food stop. I probably got to run in and do what I got to do here. So, we'll catch you later. Have a good one. From the SHM 738. And my phone is on.
Mine is upstairs, so I'm not around it. So, all right, we'll catch you guys later. And I don't know, I'm just checking some emails and stuff like that right now. So, catch you guys later. WREZ 935.
Catch you later, John. WSLI 302.
You didn't sound confident. It's a little getting used to, I know. You'll catch on. You'll take to it like a duck takes to water. WSHM 738.
Yeah, I sure will. Trying to do a couple things at once, getting ready to park. Yep, WSLI 302, and I'm out.
W-I-N-E.
WIAG, my name is Cliff.
Jack, how are you? WSIL 946, Ralph here.
Oh, hi Ralph, how are you, sir? I haven't spoken to you at all. And I haven't heard from Dave at all either.
Yeah, well, it's quiet out here. I talked to Dave a couple days ago. He's, I don't know how he's doing, but he's upright for sure. He's doing good, I think.
Yes, it must be in a bad spot because there's a little bit of crackling going on.
Well, I'm at my usual my little kitchen base here. I don't know. Either ice on the trees or something, I don't know.
Now it's a little bit better, maybe because the weather out there with that repeater out there anyhow. Anyhow, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Just, you know, keeping warm. It's about all I can do, you know. Keep myself fed and keep warm. I can't really get out there, and I'm kind of compromised getting around these days. So how about you? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Just that cold weather, it just hit us very hard. Last week it was unbelievable. It really is. I didn't get out of the house for 4 or 5 days. I couldn't because it's very, very hard to breathe.
Yeah, it is. I get you. I understand. I just try to stock up, but if push comes to shove, I could survive a couple of weeks or two, what have you.
Yeah, as they were saying, let me tell you, last week, I had to put 2 blankets to go to sleep. That's how cold it was out here. It was about 17 below zero out here.
Yeah, that's funny. Just a couple days ago, I got tired of the cold, and I threw an extra blanket on my bed also.
Do that, you get that cold, you have to do that, because this house is not a brick, it's aluminum, so, you know how aluminums are, they bring all that cold on you.
Yeah, roger that, well, I got boiler heat, I got hot water heat, it runs under the floor. I don't have the radiator. It is right under the floor, and it works well. But you know, if you want to get a little bit warmer, it's going to take a few hours. It doesn't happen fast.
Yeah, you're right about that. Hi, Ralph. Good to hear you out there. Keep going. At least we can hear you out there. And you take care. So I gotta go on the other side of the radio because you got a net going on. So I will talk to you a little later. And good, like I say, good to hear you out there and take care. WIUG, please.
Hey, good talking to you, Jack. Good talking to you. Always a good time. Hey, enjoy your net. WSAL 946, I'm clear.
car. I'm a pilot.
WSIL 946 in the mix.
WSIL 302, WSHM 738. WSLI 302, how you doing? Is it SLI or SIL? I keep screwing that up. WSLI 302, WSLI 302.
And I got the 302 and I got the WS, and I'll remember the LI. It just takes a while. All right, what do you have for dinner?
Cooking up some chicken. The chef is cooking up some chicken now, so it's like chicken breast. Some chicken breast.
Okay, very good. We had Nina was watching the little ones. Why, their mommy isn't. So I went over and some dinner, and tonight was what was it? Chicken, believe it or not. But orange chicken, you know, the chain, what's that place called, the Chinese food? Panda Express.
Oh, yeah, Panda Express, yeah. Yep. But a lot of people love that place. The orange chicken, yes, that is good.
My little granddaughter likes Panda Express. She was begging for it. She don't like the orange chicken, so.
That sounds really good, too. Oh, man, that does sound good right now.
Yes.
Oh, man, I'm starving. That's probably why.
Yeah, I'm just on my way home. Sounds like you'll be eating soon.
Yeah, I'm in the basement on the computer trying to get this channel so I don't have to be in VFO mode. You know what I'm saying? You shouldn't have to be in VFO mode. Be up and everything. Am I correct?
No, no. No, you already programmed this in, and I think I helped you out the other day in 101. Remember the memory channel 101?
I got that done, and I told you I bought the two extra ones because it came with a lot. I bought another pack with a lot of extra batteries and all that. So I'm just trying to play with one of those right now.
They're all the same units?
Mine out in the vehicle is a plus, is the UV5 plus. I'm on the UV5RM, is the pack I bought.
Well, I think it's almost the identical process. You know, you just got to go through the same scenario and then allocate it in that menu 30 to a particular channel, you know what I mean?
I gotcha. Okay, that makes sense. Yep.
So if you got everything set the way you want it in VFO mode, you just go in the menu 30, you know, and at least hit menu, navigate the 30, then hit menu again, and then, you know, up and down to the channel you want to dump it in, and then hit menu again, and it should all go in.
Yeah, yep. And I can use them the same channels pretty much we used on my other one, correct?
Correct.
All right, I appreciate that. Yep. Yep, I'm going to definitely eat because she's getting it ready. I hear it and I can smell it too. It smells good. But I'm sure I'll be talking to you either in the morning or a little later. You know, yep, when I get this done.
All right, man, go dig in. I'm not far from home and set up the coffee maker and all that. We'll talk to you later. WSHM 738.
WSLI 302. And I'll talk to you later.
WRQT 952 to the gentleman that was just inquiring about the VFO mode.
WSLI Hi, 302, yes. Go ahead.
Do you have Chirp on your computer? Because Chirp is the easiest way to program any of the Baofeng RM series radios.
Yeah. I'm looking at it right now on the computer.
10-4. Just didn't know if you knew about it, so I thought I'd let you know.
I appreciate that. Totally. Thank you very much.
You have a good night. WRQT 952, and I'll be standing by.
Yeah, your package may have included the programming cord, Steve-O, but I figured you're so new just to get one in the normal way. It's always good to learn how to do that so you have a little understanding of the menu system, and then there'll be a little bit of a learning curve with the software as well on how to program it, but I think you're just getting about ready for that.
Thank you very much.
Yes, I appreciate that. WSLI 302,
and I'm going to get at it right now. Thank you. Thank you both.
No need to respond. I'll just finish up with saying, you know, you were just putting one or two in, you know, yesterday, and when you have a bunch to put in, you'll see the beauty of the software and learning that. WSLI 32 WSHM 738.
Roger, got you.
WSIE 375 monitoring from Clinton Township.